medicine from Washington State University. I have practiced in Coos County for 30 years. I have taken very seriously my obligation to the people of Oregon and their pets and livestock. At the same time, I have been frustrated when I became aware of non-veterinarians without knowledge, proper training, or ability were attempting to treat animals. Upon inquiry, I was shocked to learn that surgery on normal animals by non-veterinarians is not covered by the Practice Act. Only when surgery is performed on diseased animals is the Practice Act applicable. Further, the definition of practice, of veterinary practice, is so vague it is worthless. All other medical boards have expressed rulemaking authority. Since we have only interpretive rulemaking authority, our ability to place sanctions on certain acts is limited. For example, Senate Bill 180 does not address the disposal of dead animals or record keeping. Granting this rulemaking authority would be a vast improvement. Senate Bill 180 will correct the major deficiencies of the Veterinary Practice Act. Let's not wait another 30 years. Your support of this bill is in the best interest of the public.
Question for Dr. Whitaker.
Thank you very much. Angela, you want to test? Yeah, there we go. Okay. And your last name is Ellaby?
Yes.
Good.
Thank you. 1 out of 5 can do that right the first time. I'm Angela Ellaby, the Executive Secretary of the Board. My testimony was extemporaneous, but I thought that enough questions would be raised that I would be able to address them. The board makes decisions, and I'm the one who carries them out. I attend the Attorney General's General Conference every 2 years after the legislative session, and I come back with certain missions. And after attending the last one, they told me to write rules for everything I do in the office. For instance, our bill currently gives us the authority to offer an exam, but it does not state what the passing score is. From interpretive rulemaking authority, we cannot still write a rule based on what our statute says. So if somebody challenged us and said, well, where did you come up with that passing point, we couldn't even show them a rule to justify that. I also handle complaints. There is a part in our current statute that says complaints will be brought before the board, but nothing in our bill states how the complaints will be handled, how the complainant will be notified, and so forth. And at the Attorney General's conference, they said, write your complaint handling process in rules, but according to our current statute, I can't do that. I am here, therefore, pleading that you leave in the general rulemaking authority, because it will allow my life as an effective person to be a lot easier. That's the extent of what I had to say.
Okay, questions? Now, I just asked my committee administrator to look up the Board of Medical Examiner statutes to see whether they have the same kind of rulemaking authority that you're asking for, and I just want to kind of reference that. Senator Kintai.
Was there complete agreement on any part of the veterinarians working on this that they want this rulemaking authority?
Absolutely unanimous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It has been extremely frustrating to have circumstances arise that the board feels are totally terrible and we can't do a thing about it because we'd have to wait 2 years and get that into the law next time, or try and get that into the law. One veterinarian called me up, said he was being sued by an insurance company, and the insurance company wanted to look at his records, and he said with all innocence in his voice, am I supposed to keep records? And I was just blank. You know, it seems obvious. That's why it's not in our bill. It seems obvious you should keep records. But it's not even in our bill. It's not even in our current statute. If we got general rulemaking authority, we could actually write out these rules that say we think it's common sense to have records that show, at a minimum, the name of the client, the name of the animal, and so forth. Right now, we don't have anything whatsoever in our bill about prescriptions. And it would be
Senator Hamlin. I cannot understand how you would have functioned. I really don't.
Ingeniousness. We've been blessed by excellent board members, and we have this one particular part in our statute that says unprofessional conduct.
Yes, Mr.
And we have interpreted specific things like not having record to be unprofessional, but it's been like that. In certain cases where we have veterinarians who are disrupting the public by shooting guns in the city limits and things like that, we've been instructed by our statute to bring this to the attention of the district attorney. But the district attorney takes one look at our statute and goes, we can't prosecute based on that because nothing in your statute says a veterinarian has to behave like a reasonable person, you know. Or ethical matters, those aren't in our statute. We're trying, and we're writing rules with the interpretive ability we have now. But it would just make it so much more enforceable. As Dr. Cunningham said, it doesn't really put them under scrutiny, but it sure as heck makes the common problems that we see repeated over and over again less likely to be repeated if we can go, wow, we don't think that should happen.
Okay. Nan Dewey, can you come up just for a minute?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Kintyre.
You mentioned ethics. Does the Veterinary Association have a code of ethics like many professions do?
I have not read the Veterinary Association's code. You'll have to ask the director of the Veterinary Association.
Is there one in the... Do they have such a thing?
Yes.
Okay. So then that presumably could be made part of this.
I'm just trying to get a little clarification on this rulemaking thing. And you had apparently said something about this board was not specifically mentioned in Chapter 183.
Well, they have not allowed to write administrative rules. Let's give an example. If you pass this law, and then there needs to be administrative rules to right. clarify the law, they have not been expressed the granting of administrative rulemaking authority in Chapter 183, and that's what they're asking for.
Hey, is there a list of boards and commissions that are granted that in 183?
I don't think in Chapter 183 there is the list of boards, but there is, you put it in your statute that right. you're allowed to write administrative rules, and then you follow the procedures under Chapter 183, the public hearings, the notification, etc.
Okay. One thing we might want to do is make sure that they may adopt rules pursuant to Chapter 183,
that
which
would
is
be
in
what
the current.
I think would. Now, Kathleen Buffet drafted this bill from Legislative Council, so I would think if you had any specific questions, that Kathleen could help you with that.
Okay. I think I can't speak for the committee, but I certainly think it's reasonable for the Veterinary Board to have rulemaking authority. I just want to see where. Yep, here it is. Board of Medical Examiners, powers of the Board generally. In addition to any other powers granted by this chapter, the Board may promulgate necessary and proper rules. Okay. Actually, I think the way the statutes work is if you give them rulemaking authority, they have to do it under 183.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the way it is. Okay. Any further questions? Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who... There's no one else signed up to testify. Is there anyone else who has a burning desire to testify? If not, we'll close the public hearing. Let me tell you what I would intend to do, and then maybe we can add to it. I think we need to go to council and get this drafted, so we can't make the decisions today. But I would propose that we... restore the language in line on page 2, lines 19, 20, and 21, which was the deletion about pharmacists, and that we delete the language in lines 22, 23, and 24. And then I'm certainly interested in encouraging cooperation among the profession, so it would certainly be possible to delete lines 25, 26, 27, and 28, but I would suggest that perhaps something along these lines, and we'd have council work this over, but might work to do what we want to do. A practitioner of allied health methods may practice the profession on animals without violating this chapter
so long as the practice is in conformance with statutes and rules governing the practitioner's practice, and the practice is upon referral from a licensed veterinarian for treatment or therapy specified by the veterinarian. So you're not clearly sort of putting two sets of laws in terms of other people's practice, and you're keeping it upon a referral from the veterinarian. So it, but that way, if there is some practitioner that can doesn't isn't limited to humans, they can do it without, you know, without any problem, as long as they're doing it on referral. Senator Brennan. Okay. I will give that to council to get drafted, and we'll bring it up for work session, I don't know when, but sometime soon, as soon as we can get the amendments back from council.
Well, it's scheduled for 2 weeks from last Wednesday.
Okay, well, I think we can probably move it quicker. It won't take very long. So, we'll figure it out. But so, is there anything else that any of the committee members wanted to bring up as changes that may need to be considered? I don't think so.
Not this time.
Okay. So with that, we're all done. So we stand adjourned. Okay, did you get those things?
Yeah, four chunks, including one A3.
We don't need one A3.
How are you?
I think the Washington Authority, they have to.